the International Secret Police. Barney and Chief Yayava's warriors have resumed their search in the jungle for the octopus hideout, now that the charge of the elephant have driven off the attacking octopus natives. Seed sees an oddly shaped mound of dirt protected by big rocks. This, Kinka tells him, is a termite hill. When the boys go over to examine the hill, Seed and Kinka move a flat rock and discover it to be a trap door. At last they have found the jungle hideout of the octopus, and we now find the boys preparing to enter the underground passage. Clint is giving last-minute orders.
Now, Seed, I want you and Kinka to stay out here with Chief Yayava's warriors.
Stay out here? But, Clint, I want to go in with you.
No, it's far too dangerous, Dean. I don't know what we'll find in there.
Yeah, kid, maybe the octopus, then again, maybe only termites.
But I want to help.
You can help. I need someone to guard this entrance while Barney and I are inside. You and Kinka can do that, Dean.
Oh, that is good. We shall guard the entrance most carefully, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Kinka. Chief Yayava.
Yes, Clint Barlow.
Choose 4 or 5 of your bravest warriors to come with us. We can't take too many. That would be worse than none at all.
Yeah, we'd be stepping on one another. From the looks of the entrance, I don't think that passage is going to be any too roomy.
I choose warriors. Yaro, Hunter, Poro, Tara. These are the men. We are ready.
All right, come along, then. You and I will go first, Barney. And Chief Yavin, his men will follow.
Okay, I'm all set. Gun in one hand and flashlight in the other.
The sky is getting light in the east. When you return from your search, it will be done.
If we return. If the octopus is down there, I won't guarantee when we'll be getting back.
Well, be sure and call us if you need help, Barney.
Yeah. Say, what about that, Clint? Wouldn't it be smart to decide on a signal to give the kids in case we need more of Chief Yava's men?
Oh, that's right. It'll be 2 shots for my gunsmith.
Okay. If we hear that signal, we'll come running.
Good boy. And now, let's start the search. Watch your footing, Barney. And you, Chief Yava.
Yes, we'll watch.
So long, Clint. Good luck and hurry back.
All right, Speed. Come up here beside me, Barney.
Yeah.
These steps that lead into the passage are wide enough for the two of us to walk together.
Do you think we'll really catch the octopus napping this time, Clint?
We stand a good chance of it, Barney. Seems almost too much to expect, but we faced him once before, so why not again?
Yeah, and this time we've caught him in his own rat trap. He can't jump out of this hole.
Unless there are other exits.
But even if there are, I'll bet that elephant charge blocked him.
Well, that's hard telling. Here we are, the bottom of the steps.
Yeah. Say, this is a big passage he's got down here. Or did the termites fill it?
Never mind the termites. Have you got those tear gas grenades handy?
You bet. I got them out as we was coming down the steps.
Hold them ready, then. Because we should run into a guard or two along this passage.
Okay.
Are your warriors all in the passage now, Chief?
Yes, all here. Ready for a fight.
We'll hope there won't be any. Come along now. Keep as quiet as possible.
Say, the air down here is better than it was outside. Cooler. The octopus must have one swell ventilating system.
Did you ever know him to neglect anything in his hideout, Barney? Nothing but the best for him. That's how he's lasted as long as he has.
He must be medicine man, this octopus. He work magic.
I'll say he is, Chief Yava. Bad medicine.
Look, it's getting light up ahead.
Yeah, so it is. But, Clint, it's darn funny we haven't been stopped by guards before this. If the octopus is still here.
Yes, unless he's laying in wait for us. We'll have to expect an ambush.
I'm ready for it. I'm just aching to get a good crack at that guy. We've been playing hide-and-seek just long enough.
All right, quiet. Quiet now. We're almost there. Just around this corner. Barney, look. It's a gigantic laboratory.
Yeah. Gosh, what a dump. And all the equipment in the world, too. What in heck was that fellow working on, do you think?
I don't know. I'm hoping we can find out by looking around. There's a desk over there. That might hold something important.
Yeah, let's get over there then. Come on, Chief.
Yes, Captain.
You know, it's strange that we haven't seen anyone.
It's the same old cops and robbers game, Clint. The octopus got wind of our coming and beat it.
He wouldn't leave all this equipment intact. That isn't his way. As a rule, when he's forced to retreat, he destroys all evidence of his being
there. Yeah, but maybe we came up on him too fast. He probably thought Chief Manga and his mob would wipe us out. Never figured on an elephant charge wiping them out instead.
You might be right, Barney. Here we are now. Now keep your eyes open while I go through the desk drawers, Barney.
Okay, pal.
And Chief Yala, will you have your men search this room thoroughly? Make sure there's no one hidden in it.
Yes. That's a wonder.
All right. Let's see now. What have we got here? Scientific books.
That's one thing he couldn't pack out. Books are heavy and bulky.
Yeah, there's no papers on top of the desk. Maybe I'll find some inside. No, it's empty. Now, wait a minute. Here's something jammed back in the corner of this one drawer.
What in the heck is that on the paper? Just numbers and stuff.
Looks like some sort of formula, Barney. Let's take another look at these books. They may give us some hint as to what the octopus was working on down here.
Yeah, here's one on radioactivity.
He's always experimented in ultra-short wave, but wait a minute. Here's a new book on atoms and control of energy.
What are you talking about?
Pipe down a minute, Barney.
Look, Clint, this ain't a library. If you want to read that book, take it with you.
Barney, this book makes that paper I just found make sense.
Well, that's more than you make.
But if it means what I think it means, there should be a finished machine around in this laboratory someplace.
A machine? What kind of a machine?
Clint Barlow, here is something gone.
Something gone? He's supposed to be looking for something not gone.
Oh, come on, stop that and come along with me. What is it, Chief Yaba?
This thing here, made like small hunting platform.
Platform was right. Barney, whatever the octopus was working on rested on those bars.
How do you know?
Common sense tells me that. Even Chief Yaba sees. Now, see all the equipment? It's handy to this platform. Here's the experimental table, the sink, everything.
Okay, so whatever he was working on is missing. Now, what was it?
Light.
Light?
Or a radio beam, or stream of energy. Heaven knows what can come out of that warped brain of his. But this much I do know. Whatever it is evil.
Suffering catfish. What'll we do, Clint?
Search every bit of this room until we're sure we have every possible clue, Barney. Then start back to Leopoldville and question Chief Man Guy. He may be able to tell us a lot.
Come on, then. Let's start the search.
Behold the dawn, Speed Gibson.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish Clint and Barney had come back.
They are safe. Else we would have heard the alarm signal.
Oh, I guess so. But there's always a chance that something happened to them, so they couldn't give us any alarm signal, Kinka.
Do not think of that. They have not been gone very long anyhow.
No, but... Oh, I wish Clint had taken us with him just the same. What's left of Yava's warriors could have guarded this entrance without us? Gosh, the jungle's extra noisy right now, isn't it?
It is always so at dawn. Birds, monkeys, chimpanzees, they all love the light. It means safety for them. The hunters of the darkness seek their dens once more.
Yeah. You know, Kinka, the octopus reminds me of those animals that hunt in the night. They creep through the jungle and jump what they're after in the dark, instead of facing it in daylight and fighting it fair.
I do not see how a man can be so evil and live. His thoughts and deeds must destroy him.
He'll make a mistake someday, and we'll catch up with him. But meantime, think of all that dirty work he's getting in now.
I do not see how he can accomplish much with you of the secret police continually after him. Constant change must amper his activities.
Yeah, that's one thing we're doing all right. Hey, Kinka, how about taking some of Chief Yaba's warriors and going down after Clint and Barney? They've been in there a long time now. Something must have happened.
Wouldn't that be disobeying orders, Speed Gibson?
Yeah. Yes and no. Depends on what's happened to them.
I am at your command. But I believe it would be well to wait for some word from your uncle before following him into the octopus hideout.
I guess you're right, Kinka. Clint's always warning me against going against his orders. So we'll wait. If we have to wait here all week.
No use, boys. I think we found everything that's of any value to us. Let's get back to Speed and Kinka.
What about these books and all this equipment, Clint?
I'd like to get all this stuff back to Leopoldville. At least as much of it as is practical. Can your men carry it, Chief Yaba?
Yes, easy for them. I have enough warriors to take all this back to Leopoldville.
Good. Then let's get going.
Hey, what's that? A cave-in?
It couldn't be. That passage was too strongly braced.
Look at wall where we come into room.
What? Barney! A door of some sort has blocked off the passage.
Quick, let's get over there and take a look-see.
Here we are. Barney, there's no lock on this door. There's no way of opening it. We're trapped!
Let's try and break it down.
It's no use. That wood must be 2 feet thick.
Clint, do you think the octopus planned this?
Yes, Barney Dunlap. I planned this trap, but did not dare hope that you would actually fall into it. You are trapped, Barlow, in the very place you hoped to surprise me, and almost did. I retreated, but not before preparing this little surprise for you. You will never escape from this jungle trap.
You can't bluff us, Octopus. Chief Hiava's warriors will have us out of here in no time.
Will they? By the time they break down the door that bars your way to freedom, the oxygen will be gone from my laboratory. You will have no air to breathe. You will die like rats.
Ah, sign off, Eight-Face.
I shall, Dunlap. But not before leaving a last thought for Barlow to console his last hours of life. The experiment I was working on that you were wondering about, Barlow, it is a death ray. I have perfected it at last, the dream of a lifetime. With it, I shall indeed rule the world.
Death ray? Why, you fiend?
Beat against the door until your hands are bleeding, Barlow, and it will do you no good. You shall die, helpless to stop me, the octopus, and my death ray.